I'm John Batchelor with my good colleague, Jonathan Schanzer of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, speaking of 77 years old for Israel within hours. Lebanon, however, remains broken. It is a country that is ripped apart by violence and threats and dominated by now mysterious Hezbollah leadership. What do they want, Jonathan? Because there's a lot of evidence that they're trying to rearm. To what end?
Yeah, well, I mean, they're trying to get back into the business of fighting Israel because, of course, that's how their young men have been trained over the years. They've been ideologically indoctrinated, and they see themselves, this is their mission in life, is to fight Israel. The problem for them right now is that they lack leadership. Many of those leaders have been cut down, whether it was the pager operation, the walkie-talkies, the bombings that the Israelis carried out against some of the top echelon of Hezbollah back in October of last year. But we're looking at an organization that is in total disarray. One of the things that I heard from a contact in the Arabian Gulf earlier this month is that the rank and file of Hezbollah are growing so frustrated that we may actually soon see a splinter faction emerge from within Hezbollah, because while Hezbollah continues to sort of struggle to regain control, there are others that may have more of a willingness to engage in small cells to operate against Israel. And so we could see a breakaway faction, not unlike, by the way, John, what we saw in the first Intifada of 1988. The Muslim Brotherhood had staked out a position where they decided not to fight Israel as the Intifada broke out. And that is how Hamas was born. So we're watching what is happening in Lebanon very carefully right now. As I see it, Hezbollah is not in shape to mount the kind of comeback that some within the party are trying to mount. And so we could see the splintering of this group if we're not careful. In the meantime, though, what we do hear out of the Israelis is that Naim Qassem, the new head of Hezbollah, is feckless. He is utterly just useless for the terror organization. And it's for that reason one Israeli senior official quipped to me that they would go to war in order to keep him in power because he has been so poor in leading Hezbollah.
A detail about Hezbollah. There's a gangland element all over the world, smuggling drugs, cigarettes, everything. Has that also been attenuated or is that still operating?
I think it is still operating. My understanding is that, you know, these networks are still operating. What is interesting, though, is that the Israelis, I think, have a better idea of what is coming in and out of that airport in Beirut. They have actually warned certain aircraft to turn around. It's primarily the weapons. I think what remains to be solved, and John, I think you're putting your finger on this, is the financial networks, right? What the Israelis have is they have a green light from the United States to bomb military targets, but they have a financial network that if that is not dismantled as well, Hezbollah will find a way to reconstitute. And so there are those inside Lebanon, outside Lebanon, certainly in Israel, that are looking at these financial networks. One in particular, John, that was designated by the U.S. for its financial activity is a group, an organization called Al-Qard Al-Hassan. It is the shadow banking network that Hezbollah uses inside Lebanon. That is the conduit through which all of these illicit streams will flow. This is what needs to be dismantled next. How the Israelis do this, whether with the United States or without, this is, I think, the big question we're all asking ourselves at this moment.
Syria, a failed state. There is a headline that Qataris and Saudis are offering to pay down the Syrian debt. There are headlines that suggest that Syria is reconstituting its army, even put an application out. And London is referring to al-Shara as the president of Syria. Who elected him, Jonathan? What's going on?
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, he comes in a long and proud tradition of people conquering territory in the Middle East and declaring themselves leaders. Al-Shara, I think, represents probably the greatest liability to the new Syria, because of his al-Qaeda background, because he was part of the Nusra Front, which partnered with ISIS. There, you know, there are officials right now in Washington that are trying to appeal to the IMF and to the World Bank and to the United States government and to the Europeans that it's time to lift sanctions on Syria and to allow for money flows to go back into the country and to allow people to start accessing, you know, banks and to be able to access technology that they have been deprived of for many years because the Assad regime was under sanctions. The problem right now is that it's not a matter of accounting. This is a matter of leadership itself. The alliance that this government has with extremists, the fact that you have foreign fighters that make up, that constitute significant portions of the bureaucracy, this is the big problem. The Syrians would like the sanctions to just be waved away. The likelihood of that is quite low right now because we have yet to answer serious questions about the trajectory of this government. And again, Abu Muhammad al-Jolani, Ahmed al-Shara, as he's sometimes known, he's a big part of the problem because of his own personal background in extremist groups. And he is now the self-declared president of the republic.
Israel's camped on Golan, camped on Mount Hermon, looking at 50 kilometers more. Do they stay, Jonathan, or are they leaving?
They're staying for the time being until they can figure out whether there is going to be stability moving forward. There continues to be clashes between the Druze, for example, and the government, and the Israelis have vowed to protect the Druze. There are concerns about the fate of the Kurds in the north of the country. So the Israelis are watching all of this. Again, it's not just about the buildup that could threaten Israel on its northern border, but it's also about some of those minorities that Israel is looking to court and to make them allies in the future as they try to remake the Middle East.
Jonathan Shanzer, Executive Director, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,